keeping a close eye on Russia. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As Ukraine declares a state of emergency, the White House says it's monitoring the movement of Russian troops, but it can't predict their movements.
For the last several weeks, the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine has been described as imminent. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says what that has come to mean is that until definitive movement of Russian troops into the country is seen,
we're in constant contact with the Ukrainians about their positioning, about their capacity and capabilities. We're not predicting a day, a moment, or an hour. That has been our assessment.
Psaki says some sanctions have already been detailed, limiting Russian global financial access, with perhaps harsher sanctions to come. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressing support for the people of Ukraine.
The people of Ukraine, although it's not a title, Article 5 country, we will not have boots on the ground, know that we are with them, not only in spirit, but materially in terms of meeting their needs.
And she defended the decision to sanction Russia after troops were sent into eastern Ukraine. Some Republicans had called for action to be taken earlier. COVID mandates are ending in Chicago.
That announcement from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
For certain public locations on February 28th.
The city, Cook County, and the state of Illinois all dropping COVID mandates because cases are down. As restaurant employees in Chicago, like her, rejoice.
Oh my God, we're excited. The whole mask thing has been terrible.
Critics say the policy change has more to do with politics ahead of the midterm elections.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The jury in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating the civil rights of George Floyd have concluded deliberations for the day without reaching a verdict. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police in Philadelphia are suing over a city law banning officers from stopping drivers for minor violations.
Due to going into effect next Thursday, the law applies to offenses like improperly displayed registration stickers or broken taillights. Black and Latino drivers are stopped more often for those what are sometimes called pretextual stops, leading to the investigation of other crimes. The Philadelphia Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police is suing to invalidate the law, claiming it runs counter to state law covering those violations. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Florida's another step closer to preventing public school teachers from starting discussions of gay and transgender rights with young children.
Florida's State House of Representatives turned down a list of Democratic Party amendments to a bill aimed at keeping teachers from promoting LGBT issues in classrooms of kindergarten through fifth grade students. The full House will soon vote on it. If it becomes law, it would allow a parent to sue the school for holding the discussions in class. Democrats in the legislature say the bill is designed to oppress gay or transgender students by forcing them to be silent. The bill's supporters say it's meant to keep it out of the curriculum, but not prevent spontaneous discussions. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a report predicts that banning smoking in casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey, could lead to up to 2,500 casino jobs being lost and nearly 11% of revenue lost. The report from the independent gambling research firm Spectrum Gaming Group supports the longstanding position by casinos that eliminating smoking would hurt business. But a group of casino workers and smoking opponents say the finding prioritizes profits over the health of employees and customers. Smoking is allowed on 25% of the casino floor in Atlantic City. Casinos claim banning it would send people to Pennsylvania, where many casinos allow smoking. Wall Street worries about Russia-Ukraine tensions weighing on the markets. The Dow lost 464. The Nasdaq off 344. The S&P minus 79. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.